Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Dave Krueger.
And welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And today we'll be talking with Sergeant Samuel Lewis, Mike Binns, and our own Randy Turner about Toys for Tots. And I'd like to thank Dave Krueger, my husband, because Jonah is out of town this week and unable to join us, but I'm thankful that my husband is filling in for us. He's done this before, so he's used to the program.
Jonah's got to be disappointed because he really loves Toys for Tots, and I know he wanted to be part of this.
Yes, yes. And I should point out that, Randy, this is a lovely program for Randy. He really likes to do this. We're lucky to have Randy. He's a big part of our program. He is our program director for 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM and Magic 92.5 WDHQ. He airs our Rotary shows each and every weekend. Sergeant Lewis is the head coordinator for the Hudson Valley Toys for Tots. And we have Mike Binns for us, who's the Ulster County Toys for Tots coordinator. So I hope I've got everybody's title right. But thank you, gentlemen. I'm surrounded by a nice group of men here. So we're going to start off talking about a little bit of the history of Toys for Tots. So take it away.
Sam, why don't you start? Because you're with the Marines and you're our manager for the program for the Hudson Valley this year.
Yes. So just to give a short story about the program, if you can see the logo here, Toys for Tots.
I love it. Your t-shirt, the train that says Toys for Tots.
Nobody on the radio can see that, but it's beautiful.
I wish our listeners could see it. It's so cute. Yeah.
So the story behind the logo and the design, it was actually designed by Walt Disney himself. Many people don't know that. In partnership with Walt Disney, when he heard about the program, what the Marine Corps was trying to do, he got in touch with, at the time, whoever was in charge of it. He and his team designed it, the train, the logo with the stars at the bottom. And once it was approved, that officially became our logo.
And that was a long time ago. That was like 1947, I think, was the first year. I
believe roughly around that time. I don't remember the exact year, but that's the history of our logo. And it's a very well-recognized logo, especially within the community, the Marine Corps community. It's very well-known, and it stands out, too.
Oh, it's very bright. The train is very, the kids notice the train.
Definitely. Oh, yes.
And I was impressed to read in the background material that over the lifetime of the program, the Marines have distributed over half a billion toys, over 500 million toys in the history of the program. Really impressive.
Yes, yes, indeed. So this program is actually nationwide. We have campaigns in Florida. We have campaigns on the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, everywhere throughout the nation. And our goal is to ensure that throughout Christmas season, every kid gets a minimum of at least one toy.
And very few of those other markets have the kind of radio support that WBPM and WGHQ have provided. And I've been very strongly supporting that for the time that I've been here in the Hudson Valley since 1997.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Good for you, Randy.
Yes, Randy. Well, Randy supports us very, very well. And we very appreciate Randy and the radio station very much.
One of the things that Mike and I kind of laugh about a lot when we're out doing events is I'll be doing on-air breaks from the events that we're staging in the community, and radio works. And I've said that on the air, and people have come up to us at events that I changed where I was going. I came here to make a donation because I heard you guys on the radio, and that is the power of local radio.
Yes, it is.
We've had plenty of people do that at the different events.
Almost everyone.
I heard you on the radio. Radio works. I'm here.
Yeah, you're in your car. You turn it on, and there you guys are. You know. So yes.
Mike, talk some about the local dynamics of the history of the program.
So I've been running the Toys for Tots program for the last 4 years, and my goal is basically just to improve and help as many families as humanly possible. The Ulster Marine Corps League is involved as well as running the campaign, so it's not just me, myself doing it. It's the Ulster Marine Corps League and myself, and we try to get as many collections and toys as humanly possible. We have roughly about 60 boxes out in the county right now. I'm still delivering boxes, even though we're halfway into November, people are still asking for boxes, and I'm still dropping them off.
And you do the whole Hudson Valley. I know you said Ulster County.
I do the entire Ulster County.
Okay.
But Sergeant Lewis overall sees the entire Hudson Valley. Is Ulster, Dutchess, Rockland, Sullivan, and Orange County consist of the Hudson Valley.
Oh, my gosh.
That's correct.
I mean, that's huge. And how many toys do you think you collect on an average for a yearly basis?
Not enough.
Not enough.
No, it's never enough.
That's true. I mean, that probably was a really loaded question. Yeah.
In fact, it's been a challenge for many years, and we'll talk about that in the next segment of the show about the struggles that we've had with the program locally.
Okay.
We pick up a few thousand toys over the campaign, and then we also do, with all the monetary donations that we receive, we do a lot of shopping as well.
Yes.
That's true. And that's good that you mentioned monetary donations, not just the toys, but the monetary donations, because we've done a lot of shows on food pantries too, and I bet you guys are running into the same thing. Every year, the need probably goes up, is what I am assuming. Is that true?
Yes. Every year, the need does go up. And the big thing that everybody's misconstrued about is everything goes into one big pot, and we don't actually get a fair shake in individual counties, where all the counties, what they raise stays in their county.
It does.
That's an important dynamic. When we talk about being local on the radio, that's one of the reasons that I support Toys for Tots so much. Your donation stays in the county where you donate.
Okay.
You're giving back to your neighbors.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And a lot of people, that's extremely important too.
Exactly. Absolutely. And then that's why we definitely need to make sure we put it out there that it stays in your said county. It doesn't go in and then we don't ever see it again.
So not just the toy donation, but the monetary donation as well?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And the great thing about money donations is that the Marine Corps League can buy more with a dollar than a regular person can, because they get discounts when they shop. So
just as
cash works great too.
Absolutely.
Don't feel like you're shorting anybody by not giving a gift. Cash is great too.
Oh, and every cent counts. We have people, all I have is this change. Every red cent counts.
And we'll get back into that in our next segment while I have a chance to thank who sponsors our Radio Rotary Show and keeps us going. And we thank our sponsors, NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise, On-Ride Marketing Strategies, and the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Subscribe to the Radio Rotary Podcast and never miss an episode. We are on every popular podcast platform, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to the Radio Rotary Podcast today.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. And together, we turn great ideas into reality by accessing our networks, our experience, and the best of ourselves to make a difference. Around the world, Rotary brings leaders together to build new friendships and to solve problems. Like in Austria, where generations work side by side to build sustainable housing and community centers. In India, volunteers run a mobile blood bank to help provide a steady blood supply for their local community. And in Taiwan, people are working hard to get vulnerable citizens the support and services they need. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
And welcome back to Radio Rotary. We are talking with Sergeant Samuel Lewis, Mike Binns, and our own Randy Turner about Toys for Tots. And in our last segment, they were giving us a little bit of a history of how Toys for Tots began. And we'll just review that for just a second for those of you who just stepped in and might have not had a chance to listen to the first segment. And they're going to tell us a little bit about how Toys for Tots began. And then Randy's going to tell us about how he kind of revamped the whole thing again when he started back in 1997, I believe, yep. And started really getting the program revitalized. So Sergeant Lewis, if you would kind of give us a little bit, a quick review of Toys for Tots, and then Randy, tell us how you revamped the whole program again.
Sure. Yes. So when it originally started, it started with the Marine Corps Reserve. For those who don't know, the reserve or Marines who are not full active duty, who aren't working on a base every day or 5 days a week. At one point, there were a few reservists who wanted to give back to the community, and they got together, they collected a few toys, got a few donations, and with that, they were able to give back to the community during the time of Christmas. Now, once this reoccurred over the next couple of years, it slowly began to gain attention from Headquarters Marine Corps. And once Headquarters Marine Corps noticed the impact a few reservists were able to make on their local community, they were able to take that experience and take that lesson and make it into this big organization, this big foundation that it is today.
And, you know, I was remiss in not telling everybody that Sergeant Lewis is the head coordinator of the Hudson Valley. So he's got a huge job. Mike, you are head of the Ulster County. So I wanted people to know that what your job is equally as.
Yes. And Sergeant Lewis is my counterpart. We work very close hand in hand with everything we've done this year. With Sergeant Lewis, we have taken the campaign this year back into the right direction where it needs to be, not the way it's been for the last couple of years where it's just a free for all. And we're going in the right direction this year with the assistance of Sergeant Lewis.
Yeah, the organization is critical. So, Randy, why don't you tell us about your efforts to revitalize the program a few years ago?
Well, you know, first, let me say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. As we head into Thanksgiving weekend, one of the things I'm most thankful for is that I've been able to maintain a career in radio for 38 years. Having an affiliation with Toys for Tots during my time on Long Island, I saw some of the county teams do very good things down there. When I came up to Poughkeepsie, working with a different cluster of radio stations, my first Christmas of 1997, we did two appearances at grocery stores. For 2 hours, one in Dutchess, one in Ulster, and they were a joke. We went home with three toys and less than $20 in the cash jar. Oh. I mean, it was just silly. And after that, in the spring of the next year, I got together with the two county managers and I said, we can do this so much better. And I think I know how. Put a lot of support behind it from the radio station. And now keep in mind, at the time, the world was a very different place back then. We had malls that were alive, that had toy stores.
Right.
That was a great resource. You go to where the toys are, and even if people don't know that you're there, they're shopping, they'll go to the toy store. They'll bring something back for you. It was great. You probably remember the way they used to set up the Poughkeepsie Galleria with the big stage in the center court. Mm-hmm. We would fill that stage. We would have so much toys that we'd have to call in reinforcements and extra cars to bring everything home. We would go home with $2,000 to $2,500 in the cash jars from a 5 or 6 hour event. And it would be the same thing at the Hudson Valley Mall in Kingston. And then we hit 2007 and the economy dissolved.
Right.
And this program became a real, real challenge because people didn't have the money. They were in donating. There were years that we couldn't take care of everybody. And it's still a struggle. The last year that I have great pictures from is 2006. Ever since then, this has not been a toy-driven campaign, unfortunately. I mean, that's what it's based on, but we're not collecting on site that volume of toys that we used to get. It has become much more of a cash-based program. There are still some organizations that will do a big collection and they'll bring us a lot of toys, which is great. The Ulster County Sheriff's, is it? The jail, Mike? I forget.
Our biggest sponsor in Ulster County is Ulster Savings Bank.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, but there are big organizations that get behind the program and they do toy collections with their staff and their families and everything. And they do provide a lot of stuff for us. But the last, you know, few years, it's been tough to find places to go that are high traffic locations to really be able to drive this program and have good days of collections, whether it is some toys or mostly cash.
So, Randy, we should get out there. We haven't even mentioned yet. Is there a website that you can get out there so people can get on and right now and you can get that word out?
There are lots of information out there, both of the WBPM website, 929WBPM.com, and the Magic 92.5 website, WGHQ.FM. Both have Toys for Tots pages, and Mike has direct pages online. He can give you those addresses.
Yes, we obviously you can go to HudsonValleyToysForTots.org, and then we also, Ulster County, we have our own Facebook page, Ulster County Marine Corps Toys for Tots.
And that's how somebody can either donate financially, is that correct?
They you can make secure money? Financial donations online through, okay. Yes. through the foundation website, yes.
And we can find out where you're collecting at those sites?
The schedule of events that they're doing and the ones I'm participating in are on the websites, yes.
Okay. Very good. All right.
And so then we also, like I said, we also have close to 60 boxes across the county and still adding more boxes and constant events. On Saturday the 25th, we will actually be doing a stuff a truck at the Five Below here in town of Ulster.
That's on the 25th of November, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And okay. Then there's two more events in December. I'm going to be out with you at Adams, one in Kingston.
The one in Kingston. Okay, good to know. All right.
We'll be there from 9 to 1 or 2 o'clock, something like that, on Saturday the 2nd. And then December 9th, you're doing, I believe, Dicing's.
Yes,
North Street last time. Dicing.
And that's in Kingston.
Playing in traffic, collecting money on the road.
Okay, yeah. I still love
having
those.
Having a grand time.
There you go. Okay.
Can I add something?
Yes. Oh, please do, Sergeant.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that people can give back in multiple ways. It's not just in a financial way or by bringing a toy. They can even volunteer to help the organization by packaging or on distribution day, handing out gifts, handing out toys, and just simply interacting with the family, being there, making their presence known. That within itself is a great way to give back to the community.
That's okay. A great point. Okay.
And in our next segment, then we should talk about whether the toy should be wrapped or not. And then does a family have to apply to receive a toy? And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages. So stay tuned.
Hi. This is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at HudsonRiverHousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Kathy Kruger, producer of Radio Rotary. If you are listening now, so are your customers. You can advertise on Radio Rotary for as little as $25 per week. Call me, Kathy Kruger, at 845-702-4410 for full details or email me at info@radiorotary.org. That's info@radiorotary.org.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. because these legs never grew weak, because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we're on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. We are just so thankful to have wonderful gentlemen with us. We have Sergeant Samuel Lewis, Mike Benz, and our own Randy Turner, and we're talking about Toys R Tots and how you can help some children have a much better Christmas this year who might not be able to receive a Christmas present this year. This segment, we're really going to focus on how you can apply, how you can get a Christmas present for a child who might not be able to receive anything for Christmas this year. We know times are tough, and these gentlemen are really going to help you find out how you can get a Christmas present in the hands of a child this year.
It's important. I think you'll find out how you can contribute and how you might even volunteer to work on their efforts, because I'm sure it takes a lot of volunteer hours to distribute these toys as well.
It does. One of the important dynamics we should mention, and I talk about this a lot on the air, is that, you know, you may be living a great life. You may not see the people that are in need, but they're there.
They're there.
We know they're there because we see them every year.
Well said, right?
And they need help.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do we do that? Who wants to take that away? Sergeant Lewis?
Yes, I'll start. So there are multiple ways to do that. Living in the Newburgh, the city of Newburgh, in the local area, there's a lot of Spanish speakers that don't speak English. One of the ways that we ask volunteers to help us out is during our in-person registration. They can come to the Newburgh Armory and help people that show up to our registration register online by translating what's in English to Spanish. That's one way. And so far, we've had two in-person registration day. It's been a great outcome. And another way people can volunteer and help with the community is by hosting an event. It could be something as simple as teachers wanting us to come out there to their school, maybe like on the last day before they go on Christmas break. We can bring our toys there, show up in our dress blues, and give toys to the kids in the school. Multiple ways to do it. And one of the last ways that people can get in within the program is simply volunteering to come to our distribution days and help us give out gifts. Help us package everything, help us, you know, organize and sort everything, because it takes a lot. It requires a big team and a big effort to make it happen.
So how does someone get the information? Who do they contact? How do they reach out to you and say, either I want to contribute or I want to volunteer?
There's multiple ways to do it. My personal information, cell phone number is out there. That's one way. And they can also go to toysfortots.com under holiday program. They can search and filter their local county, their specific area. And under there, they will find our local campaign website. There in that local campaign website will be information on where they can register to volunteer. They can register to apply for tours for themselves, for their family, or for their organization. Or they can simply send us an email at hudsonvalley@toursfortots.org. They can ask us any questions, anything that they want to know, or any ways that they want to volunteer. They can reach out to us. We'll get back to them as soon as possible.
When you're shopping for a toy, when you get on the website, and I'm sorry, I should have been on the website, do you have specific toys that you're looking for, or, and should they be unwrapped? Yes.
Mike is more of an expert on that question. I will pass that to him if that's okay.
Take it away, Mike.
Go, Mike.
So we ask that all the toys be unwrapped. So when we separate them, it's going to be easier, because if they're wrapped, we now have to unwrap them to put them in the right category, because we don't know, is this a 2-year 8-year-old? Is this a 10-year-old? Is this for a baby? And vice versa. And then you don't want to give a little girl who wants a Barbie a truck.
Right.
Give her a Barbie. So we definitely need to know what type of toy it is. So it's definitely preferred if it's an unwrapped new toy.
The other thing they're looking for is to make sure that it's new and in good condition.
There you go.
There are people who sometimes will take, you know, very old things from their attic and wrap them up and donate them. And we want to make sure that the stuff we're giving out is good for kids.
Right. And probably preferably new is what I'm assuming.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. And one way I like to take a look at it is, I don't have any kids, but if I had kids, I wouldn't want to give toys out that I would not personally give to my kids if I
there
had
you go.
Kids.
Right.
So one of the things I've been noticing in the background information is that you guys have an excellent rating on Charity Navigator, which we're familiar with because the Rotary Foundation is considered one of the best foundations in the world. So do you guys. You guys are very well run. And I was very pleased to see that you're also establishing literacy programs dedicated to providing age-appropriate books to kids of low-income neighborhoods to try to break the cycle of poverty. So it's not just about toys and it's not just about Christmas even, right? You have an annual, a year-long program these days reaches out to all kinds of, and even a Native American program.
Correct. Yeah, the literacy program was established in 2008. So what the goal is with Toys for Tots, not only do we also give the kids a brand new toys for Christmas, we also include one brand new book for every child. And that started, the literacy program, like I said, started in 2008.
Well, you guys are just hitting all the right buttons there, let me tell you.
And to add to that, we actually have one of the vendors that will be delivering over 1,000 books to us later this week.
Wonderful.
What vendor is that? Do you know the name off the top of your head?
I actually have it right here. Well, you can continue once I get the information.
Sure.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Because I just think that's wonderful. I mean, read a book to a child and, you know, you're just solving so many problems. And there's just no better way to get them interested in reading and in learning than to sit there and read a book with them. And it's just every parent, every grandparent wants to read to their child, you know, and it's a wonderful thing.
So. Randy, any last words as we try to wrap up here?
So, I mean, first I want to thank Sam. I haven't met you, but, you know, nice to meet you here. And Mike, I've developed a good relationship with over the last few years as he's been the county manager. They work so hard. Yeah. They really do. I mean, I put a lot into it, but man, the work that they have to do to make this happen is astonishing. And I think the takeaway message from today's show needs to be this. I always encourage people to adopt one local-based charity organization as theirs and support it throughout the year. If you haven't done that, maybe this year you can make it Toys for Tots. We stand behind it because we believe in it. We see the impact that it has. And it would be a great thing if anyone who hasn't made an official charity organization of their own could adopt Toys for Tots as theirs.
Yes, indeed.
Well said, Randy.
I found the information you were asking about. The vendor is called Book Depot.
Book Depot. Yes. Thank you, Book Depot.
We've issued since 2008, 47 million books.
Wow.
Since 2008 have been distributed.
Very good.
That's wonderful. The website, one more time.
HudsonValleyToysForTots.org. And on there, they have the contact information, like Sergeant Lou was talking about, his cell phone number, and then each of the coordinators that work hand in hand in the individual counties, is their contact information is also on their email and phone numbers as well.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Randy and Mike and Sergeant Lewis. And again, I want to thank our sponsors. Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210. For my co-host, Jonah Trebwasser, who will be back next week, and our production manager, Randy Turner, this is Kathy Kruger thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us next week at the same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, that's RadioRotaryNow.org.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.